Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Well, Tom Beaudet has the lead, Peter. He has 3 points, but Paula Poundstone and Roxanne Roberts are tied for second. Each has 2.
All right, we have flipped a coin. Roxanne's elected to go second. That means, Paula, you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill-in-the-blank. Media powerhouse The Tribune Company announced this week that it was blanking.
Going bankrupt.
Right. As the new Health and Human Services Secretary, Blank will also oversee a new White House office on health reform.
Tom Daschle?
Right. 5 guards with the U.S. security firm Blank were charged with manslaughter in connection with the deaths of civilians in Iraq.
Blackwater?
Right. On Monday, the Supreme Court declined to review a case challenging Barack Obama's Blank.
Challenging Barack Obama's... no idea.
Citizenship. A California man fended off a knife-wielding attacker by arming himself with a Blank.
Pen.
No, 2-foot-tall candy cane Lauren ornament. According to global health experts, by 2010, Blank will replace heart disease as the leading cause of death worldwide.
Cancer.
Right. Oscar Mayer is now accepting applications for drivers of the Blank.
Wienermobile.
Right. A wildlife park in China is offering volunteers a unique opportunity and a chance at $1,000 if they Blank.
Live with wolves.
Exactly right. Paula, well done.
Wow.
Live, specifically... in an enclosed pen with 36 wild wolves. 1,700 people responded to the invitation to do this, to live in a makeshift tree shelter surrounded by a pack of wild wolves for 3 days. The 3 winners will take videos, write diaries, and learn the ancient Chinese art of screaming in pain while applying pressure to flesh wounds.
Wouldn't it be great if they got, like, just sort of a morose person who wrote in their diary but nothing about the wolves?
Carl, I think Paula did pretty well. How well did she do?
She did very well, Peter. 6 correct answers
My
for 12
gosh.
More points. Paula now has 14 points and the lead.
Dominant. Dominant.
I think I miscalculated here.
How so? You should have gone first.
Yeah, I should have gone first.
All right, well, let's
first.
See how you do. Roxanne, right. You're up next.
All right.
Here we go. Fill in the blank. On Monday, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed told a judge in Guantanamo that he wanted to plead guilty to masterminding blank.
9/11.
Right. Clashes between police and demonstrators plunged Blank into turmoil this week.
Greece.
Right. Transition sources say that Nobel laureate Steve Chu is Obama's choice to head the Department of Blank.
Energy.
Right. A Minnesota appeals court determined that Blank cannot withdraw his guilty plea in a restroom sex sting.
Larry Craig.
Right. Despite the hard economic times, reports indicate there's still plenty of work to be had for Blanks.
I know this.
Gift wrappers.
Nativity camels. On Monday, Christy Hefner announced that she was stepping down as the CEO of Blank.
Playboy.
Right. Heath Ledger's performance as the Joker in Dark Knight received a Blank nomination this week.
Golden Globe.
Right. 1,500 people were evacuated from a New Zealand dance school's performance of Sleeping Beauty when the ballerinas blanked backstage.
When they knocked over the dry ice machine.
No, when they used too much hairspray. Audience members at the Maureen Act School of Dance were not prepared to be gassed with Aquanet. When the 200 ballerinas went backstage for a costume change, they all whipped out their cans of hairspray and went nuts. They caused fire alarms to go off, and they caused a gaping hole to open in the ozone layer directly above the theater. Carl, how did Roxanne do?
Well, Roxanne had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. She now has 14 and is tied with Paula for the lead.
All right.
Ooh. Boy.
I would not want to be Tom Beaudet right now.
I'll sell you my seat.
We'll turn you to the man who is Tom Beaudet. Carl, how many does Tom need to win?
6 correct answers.
6, can you do it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go, Tom. You sound confident. On last week's Meet the Press, President-elect Obama admitted to falling off the wagon during the campaign and occasionally blanking.
Smoking.
Right, after 6 days, workers at a window and door factory in Blank ended their sit-in.
In Chicago.
Right, a Walmart employee in New York leaked to the Associated Press News that the store will begin selling blanks.
iPhone.
Right. On Monday, a military jet preparing for a landing at a Marine base crashed into a residential neighborhood in Blank.
San Diego.
Right. Editors at Australia's Ralph magazine breathed a sigh of relief after their missing blanks showed up at a Melbourne dock.
They're missing models.
They're missing shipment of 130,000 inflatable breasts. In the January issue of her magazine, Blank said she is embarrassed that her weight is back up to 200 pounds.
Oprah.
Right. Polish police were informed about an illegal logging site in a nature reserve, but no charges were filed when police determined the illegal loggers were, in fact, Blank.
How come I always get the Polish police kind of questions at the end, when the loggers were actually Logging.
No, we're a gang of beavers. Environmentalists found that the 20 stacked tree trunks and others not for cutting in the protected site, they were outraged and immediately went to the cops. Officials followed a trail of evidence and soon had their culprits a pack of wild beavers, blatantly ignoring logging regulations and building a dam without a permit. Carl, did Tom do well enough to win?
He needed 6 correct answers. He had 5 correct answers. So with 14 points, Roxanne Roberts and Paula Poundstone are this week's co-champions.
I can't high five. I'm high-fiving her.
Well done.
That was a high-scoring lightning round all the way around.
It was. You guys did very well.